We're going to switch gears now, shift the focus over to Puerto Rico. The governor there says the official death toll from Hurricane Maria has risen to 34. That's more than double the previous estimate of 16. And this comes after President Trump's visit to San Juan, where he congratulated Puerto Rico on what he described as a low death toll. The storm that struck 2 weeks ago knocked out electricity and access to clean water all around Puerto Rico. Many are still in shelters. Some are living in the ruins of their homes. The once lush green trees were stripped bare and uprooted. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco sent this report from Puerto Rico about how people there are coping.
There are two quintessential Puerto Rican sounds that survived Hurricanes Irma and Maria. One is the tiny coqui frog. The other is the improvised Afro-Puerto Rican call and response tradition known as plena. Last Sunday, a group of musicians gathered in Luisa, a small town known for African-inspired folklore. The annual Calle Luisa Festival was canceled because of the hurricane, but that didn't let them stop them from parading through the streets with hand drums. Drumming and singing with them was Emmanuel Santana from the band Plena Libre.
It is very, very Puerto Rican. Every time a Puerto Rican hears the drums called panderos, you can have them come down in tears in a time like this, where there's no electricity to even hear music. You don't have no MP3s right now, so we're back to basics.
As they traveled on the sidewalk from bar to bar, they attracted followers who sang along. Leading them was Hector Matos, known as Tito Matos, a Grammy nominee and one of Puerto Rico's best-known pleneros. He drums and sings plenas about the love he has for the island.
Love Mother Earth, respect of nature, you know, environment, trying to use the moment to also teach the young generation these hurricanes are coming faster, bigger, and stronger than ever, and that's because of us.
Matos is a member of the group Los Pleneros de la 21. He's recorded and toured with Eddie Palmieri, David Sanchez, and Ricky Martin. He also owns a restaurant in Loíza, in a wooden building that was demolished in the hurricane. Then it was vandalized.
I had to deal with the issues of the hurricane and also go back every day to try to salvage some stuff. But look at my face, we are happy. I mean, we are alive, all my family members are fine and well. And we can rebuild, with or without Trump.
Matos says he's not impressed by President Trump's declarations that the hurricane relief is going well. Puerto Ricans continue to struggle without food, water, and electricity. He says he and his pleneros wanted to bring them a little joy with the music. Missy Adamus is a chef at Matos's restaurant. She says while they're on standby, trying to rebuild the restaurant, their homes, their lives, at least they still have their music. Music has brought to life what was dead on Luisa Street, she says. Plenas are known as sung newspapers, giving the latest updates on what people are feeling and the news of the day. The headline of this week's plenas was about the devastation of Hurricane Maria. Winding through the streets of Loíza, they sang about resilience. Emmanuel Santana translated.
Our plena, our song, our music is stronger, our community is stronger than Maria.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Loíza, Puerto Rico.